New heading, Developing the Four Intelligences or Capacities. Because these four dimensions of life obviously overlap, you really can't work exclusively on any one without touching directly or indirectly on the others. Developing and using these intelligences will instill within you quiet confidence, internal strength and security, the ability to be simultaneously courageous and considerate, and also develop personal moral authority. In many ways, your efforts to develop these intelligences will profoundly impact your ability to influence others and inspire them to find or create their voice. To assist you in further developing your four native intelligences, I have prepared an action guide that will provide you with several well-founded practical ways to develop each of the intelligences. I will share this action guide with you after the Q&A section at the end of this chapter. Though you may find some of it to be simple common sense, remember common sense is not common practice. And I'll guarantee that if you will focus your efforts in these areas, you will find that great peace and power will come into your life. I have also found that by making four simple assumptions in our lives, we can immediately begin leading a more balanced, integrated, powerful life. They are simple, one for each part of our nature. But I promise you that if you do them consistently, you will find a new wellspring of strength and integrity to draw on when you need it most. Think of these four assumptions. For the body, assume you've had a heart attack. Now live accordingly. For the mind, assume the half-life of your profession is 2 years. Now prepare accordingly. For the heart, assume everything you say about another, they can overhear. Now speak accordingly. For the spirit, assume you have a one-on-one visit with your Creator every quarter. Now live accordingly. And now the film for this particular chapter. It deals with an elementary school called A.B. Combs Elementary. When in life can we start developing the moral authority and inner strength that flow from the four human intelligences? When is the best time to learn? I'll illustrate with a film that you've just got to see. It's the story of a woman who was a principal of A.B. Combs Elementary School, K through 5, that is little kids, in Raleigh, North Carolina, a magnet school with a mission to produce leaders for society. It shows her in perhaps her finest hour, but I suspect there will be many more in the future. But before you watch it, let me first ask this one question. When is the best time to learn the software that enables you to find your voice? When in one's lifetime is the best time to get the cultural overlay, the software, to be completely in harmony with our hardwired gifts, our birth gifts? I think we would all agree it is in our childhood, primarily in our early home life. But what if people have bad early home lives and learn the software of victimism, scarcity, and the metastasizing cancers of criticism, complaining, contending, comparing, and competing? Could one's early home life take place at school? Could a teacher or a school administrator become a surrogate parent to perhaps compensate for the dysfunctionality of the home when the children are very young and impressionable and innocent and uncorrupted? Better still, what if you could get a partnership between home and school so that there is a continual reinforcement and alignment from both sides at all times with the child? Can you imagine the result if the software and the hardware were aligned during those first few years of childhood, the kinds of people it would produce, and the kinds of achievement that would flow from their characters and competencies? The film you're about to see has very low production quality. It's more like a home movie than a professionally produced film. But it does show a great partnership taking place between a school and the homes of its students, fashioned largely by the leadership of the principal, Mrs. Muriel Thomas Summers. Mrs. Summers got a vision of the possibilities of introducing principal-based character education into the curriculum of a K-5 school, that is, little children ranging from ages 5 through 10, and of involving fellow administrators, faculty, and families in the preparation. She chose the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People as the curriculum. You will see in the action guide I will describe in a few minutes how 7 Habits is a powerful framework for developing our human intelligences, particularly EQ and SQ. Frankly, I'm a little embarrassed by this film and hesitate to even share it because it talks about the Covey habits. So when I visited the school, I reinforced to the people that the habits are nothing more than universal timeless principles belonging to all humanity that I simply organized into an actionable sequential framework of thinking. I quoted T.S. Eliot, who said, "We must never cease from exploring. At the end of all of our exploring will be to arrive where we began and to know the place for the first time." You'll notice in the video of this school celebration assembly that it's the little children who conducted this assembly and gave the speeches. You can't see the families in front, but they are there. You can hear babies crying, so you sense their presence. There was a true partnership formed, and the principles of responsibility, purpose, integrity, win-win, seeking first to understand, synergy, and sharpen the saw became integrated into their total curriculum. Many people feel that there is no real connection between academic performance and character. Many people also feel that there is no connection between subject learning and principles. But the whole concept behind finding your voice and inspiring others to find theirs is a synergistic concept. It is the integration of our intelligences and capacities which unleashes human potential. I directly asked the principal what impact introducing principal-centered character training into the curriculum had on academic performance. She said the impact was profound. I asked if she had any numbers. She said yes. 18 months ago, 67% of our students performed at or above grade level in national academic standards. Today, 94% are at or above grade level. Just consider the significance of what she said. The same families, the same facilities, the same core curricula and learning materials, the same buildings, only one variable. Character principles were introduced and integrated into the classes and lives of these students. 18 months, from 67% to 94%. Talk about overlaying principle-centered software and the freedom to choose with hardwired gifts. How marvelous this would be if this could happen in the homes and the schools of young people throughout the world. The people who are the future. It's an answer to the dilemma expressed by author and founder CEO emeritus of Visa International, D. Hawk, when he said, "The problem is never how to get new innovative thoughts into your mind, but how to get the old ones out." One more word before you watch the film. The wall of wonder they talk about and that they ask me to help unveil is somewhat blurred and difficult to discern, but it's basically made up of 560 ceramic panels, each painted by a child, all blended into a montage of beautiful colors. At the center, it talks about the 4 parts of our nature, as manifested in the 4 needs: to live, to love, to learn, to leave a legacy. Body, mind, heart, and spirit. This whole film was not prepared or staged. Everything was authentic, spontaneous, and real-time, as I'm sure you'll be able to tell at the outset. This is the school of 56 different nationalities. When I arrived at the school, many of these children had on their native costumes and carried their native flags. I've never seen a level of diversity in one location that even compares to this. A.B. Combs has received numerous awards, including the following: National Blue Ribbon School of Excellence, given by the U.S. Department of Education. National Magnet Schools of Excellence Award, 3 years running. The highest award given by the National Magnet Schools of America. Named one of the top 5 magnet schools out of thousands in the United States in academic performance, with 98% of their students performing at or above grade level. So that over a period of 1 year since this visit, they went from 94 to 98%. They also were given the North Carolina School of Excellence based on academic achievement and the North Carolina's Governor's Entrepreneurial Award, awarded for leadership and risk-taking in education. They were the winner of the National Schools of Character. They were invited to present at the Model School Conference in 2004. They were the finalists for the 21st Century Award for Educational Excellence in 2004. Enjoy the film.